gonna get uncomfortable, it's gonna get crazy, it's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Friday, the 7th of December, we're the Joe and Alex Show. Thank God it's Friday. Oh my goodness. I tried some stuff Alex recommended. It's called Throat Coat.
Did it work?
It sounds like my voice was worse than it was yesterday, so I'm going to say no. It did not work for me. I don't feel that bad, but my voice sounds like butt.
Did you like the taste of it?
Yeah, it tasted good, but I don't care about the taste. It can taste like doo-doo as long as it does something to help me, but...
Did you put honey in it?
No. I didn't have honey.
Okay. Did you gargle salt water yesterday as well?
No, I popped some cough drops. Actually, the most effective thing I've had is these nasty cough drops. These, like, I don't think, kind of menthol. Think of like menthol cigarettes, but yeah, they're doing their job. They're kind of lubing it up, but
ew.
I don't know. It's going to be hard for you today, Alex, but I need you to do a majority of the talking on the show.
Oh, well, that's not a problem. I'm very excited to get into the garbage in the next few minutes because of all of this Kevin Hart drama. I really want to delve into this, especially with producer Porkchop as a member of the LGBTQ community, because this is so interesting. Just all the stuff that's come out and we're going to get into that soon.
He's gay?
Well, we'll tell you. We'll tell you coming up.
Wow.
You learn something new every day. I did not know that about him. Okay.
Oh, and I had a question for Joe.
Go ahead.
So, but no, this does not relate to that. In the morning, like, you know how it's a little colder?
Very cold.
Right. Well, you and me, we like the cold. We like the studio air conditioning on. But in the morning when I get in my car, I blast the heat. And I was just curious, do you blast the heat in the morning?
Is that hurting his throat?
Sometimes, but it really doesn't make a difference. You have to make your car actually turn all the way on. Like, it's got to be all the way heated to actually does anything. Otherwise, you're just kind of wasting your fan.
Wow. So you do, though?
Sometimes. It just depends
why. Wow. I just thought that was interesting because you and me always like it so cold in the studio and the AC blasting.
You bring up a good point. The reason you're probably sick is because you like to keep an igloo status in the studio.
No,
I'm not sick.
The only reason I do that you're speaking of is I do that so my windows will defrost quicker. I don't have a garage, like I park outside, so I do that so I can actually see. I've tried driving to work where you really can't see. Not the best idea. Not a good idea. What about you, Liv the Web Girl? You got a new car, but no registration.
Yes, I do. It does have heat, and I can remote start it inside, which is the best thing in the entire world. So my car can already be heated, but I kind of forgot this morning, too, so it wasn't as heated as I wanted it to be. But I like my car so freaking hot that I feel like I'm almost going to pass out from the heat.
Wow,
like,
that's safe.
I like it so hot that my face is red. It feels crispy, like it's burning off a little bit. Like, I love it.
That's hard to believe. I can't believe you like it so hot.
Oh, it's nice. And then I come into here every morning and I freeze my little butt off. But you know what? I'm going to try. You know what? I say at least like 18 times a day, "Ooh, it's so cold in here. Ooh, I'm so cold." And I'm sure it annoys the living hell out of Joe.
Oh God, if I could throw a beanie baby at you, I would.
I say it a million times, but today... I'm going to try not to say it, you know? I'm going to try to be positive. I'm going to try not to say it.
Going forward here, let's just write down the rest of the show. We'll put a tally up on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram. Just how many times Liv references the temperature of a room?
18 is usually about right.
Honestly, it is. I would say it's over 10. It's over 10, no doubt.
Yeah, but who's the bigger complainer, me or her?
Different things, but her. I would say, honestly, lately it's been Liv. She's been outdoing it way more than you,
temperature,
Alex.
The temperature, I would say it's me. Yeah, which is shocking.
What's mine? Just
I mean, you just always complain. Yeah. You're like, I don't want to do that. It's not convenient. I mean, I'm not saying I'm not a whiny baby either. I mean, we're all little babies here, but... Oh, Alex. For sure. But I love you. I love you. You and your dirty diaper and all. I honestly feel great today. I really do, but I sound like poo-poo. So please get through that and listen to the show. I promise Alex Livin' Pork Chop will step up and do a better job than I am. But I'm excited today. It's a Friday, so that means it's Freak Show Friday. And this is very interesting, what we'll be talking to coming up around 7:30, 6:30 Central. Do we want to give any more away? I mean, this is a really good Freak Show Friday.
Yeah, I'll say she's an adult thumb sucker.
And I just want to clarify, thumb sucker.
Uh-huh.
Just want to make sure we heard that clearly.
Yep.
So, okay, cool. All right, follow the Joe and Alex Show. We are on Twitter and Instagram. It is at Joe and Alex Show. Our number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And our website, we put almost everything up there, including our podcast instantly. It's joeandalexshow.com.
Coming up, Kevin Hart is out as this year's Oscars host after a tweet scandal, and someone found something belonging to a big-time actress in a storage locker.
All right, we'll see what that is next.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Last night, Kevin Hart addressed the controversy over dozens of anti-gay tweets that resurfaced after he was announced as this year's Oscars host. Hours later, he stepped down as host of the Academy Awards just 2 days after getting the gig. Earlier yesterday, in a black and white Instagram video, he was lying in his bed shirtless, and he was like, "I swear, man, our world is becoming beyond crazy. I'm not going to let the craziness frustrate me or anger me, especially when I worked hard to get to the mental space that I'm at now." The controversial tweets in question were posted between 2009 and 2011. In one, Kevin Hart wrote, "Yo, if my son comes home and tries to play with my daughter's dollhouse, I'm going to break it over his head and say in my voice, 'Stop! That's gay.'" He posted a video on Instagram last night saying he refused to apologize for old jokes that he's addressed multiple times since they were posted. Here's a clip of that.
"So I just got a call from the Academy, and that call basically said, 'Kevin, apologize for your tweets of old, or we're going to have to move on and find another host.' Talking about the tweets from 2009, 2010. I chose to pass. I passed on the apology. The reason why I passed is because I've addressed this several times. This is not the first time this has come up. I've spoken on it. I've said where the rights and wrongs were. I've said who I am now versus who I was then. I've done it."
He also said, "I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars right after that." So he was like, "I refuse to apologize. This is ridiculous." And then he kind of did, because he said, "I've made the choice to step down from hosting this year's Oscars. This is because I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many talented, amazing artists." And he said, "I sincerely apologize to the LGBTQ community for my insensitive words from my past."
Hey, stop! That's gay!
Are you offended, Producer Porkchop, as a member of the LGBTQ community, or no?
Not at all.
So, what do you think about all the outrage over these tweets and you know, the Academy Awards saying you either apologize or you're out? And then he's like, "Fine, I'm out anyway."
Well, I feel like everyone has the right to their own opinion and they're entitled to say what they want. I always just feel like, you know, be the bigger person. Like, I allegedly, when I was a kid, I think I played with my sister's Barbie dolls, like, so whatever, you know, that's what I played with. Who cares? So
but if
I say,
he wouldn't, but if he would have stayed as the Oscars host and then still refused to apologize, would you be offended by that?
No, not at all. And I'd watch the Oscars too. Like,
interesting.
I mean, that's just me personally. I can't speak for everyone,
right?
But I just don't care what people say.
Yeah. What do you think? You can tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Ariana Grande also made headlines last night because she took the stage to accept the Woman of the Year award at this year's Billboard Women in Music event. And
I find it interesting that this has been one of, like, the best years of my career and, like, the worst of my life.
I thought that was, like, man, that, just thinking about Mac Miller this year, Pete Davidson, but then she's had such success musically. I mean, that must be so hard and so confusing.
I mean, I've heard that for all kinds of different artists. Like, when I worked in country radio, for example, Luke Bryan, I think people that listen to the Joe and Alex Show, you might know who he is too. He's a huge country artist, but man, he's had so much death in his life from siblings and stuff, and it's like, you have the highest of highs, you can also have the lowest of lows. It's insane how it all goes together.
I think Luke Bryan might be cursed. Diane Keaton got her wallet back over 50 years after she lost it. The Oscar-winning actress's wallet was found by a man inside a storage unit that he purchased in May at an auction in New York. Among the items was a wallet found inside a shoebox, and inside the wallet were 32 family photos, a 1966 California driver's license for a Diane Hall, complete with photo. Also, in the wall. It was an Actors Equity card from 1968, this one bearing Keaton's stage name. The man said that he mailed the wallet and its contents to her lawyers once he got the address, and he hopes that Diane Keaton appreciates the wallet and said it was like a time capsule.
That is pretty cool.
That is so cool.
I would die if that was me. Diane Keaton is one of my favorite humans on this planet.
She is really cool. That, now, I just love that story.
No, I like girls are kind of different. They have purses than wallets, but like Porkchop, do you have a wallet with pictures in it?
There's like one picture.
I remember like when I was younger, I had like a wallet and I had pictures in it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, if it's just changed as I've gotten older, but
I think people don't do that anymore because they just have their phones.
I need to get like a wallet and I can have a picture of all three of you in there. Like, oh, this is my Liv. This is my Alex. This is my Porkchop.
Weird.
People would like that. Coming up in less than an hour, Golden Globe snubs and noms. The snubs, I think, are the most interesting, so we'll get into that.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, does anybody here sleep with their family?
What?
Excuse me?
Oh, fine. You guys are so weird. I'll explain. Give me like 6 minutes. It's actually kind of an interesting idea. It's the Joe and Alex Show. Good morning. Follow us, Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. So I want to come right out and ask all of you here, what do you guys think about sleeping with your family?
Well, I'd say I'm not too into that.
Liv the Web Girl, you got a big family.
And she's from Northern Kentucky.
So, what do you think about maybe, you know, sleeping with your whole family?
Very bizarre. Not into it. Yeah.
Okay, Porkchop, what about you?
What do we mean?
Like, oh, well, what do you guys mean? Co-sleeping with the entire family. What do you think of the idea?
What does that mean?
Well, I'll explain it to you here. There's now a giant mattress for families who want to go sleep together.
Nope.
According to the company, they're called Sipplemos. The Ace, that's their bed, is a design bigger than your average king-size mattress. It's got dimensions that measure 108 inches by 80 inches. The average king size is only 76 by 80, so it's pretty big. It's like it's extra wide. They also make extra long versions for tall people. They range from about $2,000 to $4,000, depending on the size and the firmness. Plus, you got to buy all the bedding and frames stuff, but the idea here is to have the kiddos in bed and other family members ready to roll.
Yeah,
do you watch the TV show Shameless?
Yes.
I feel like that's something they would do.
Not by choice, weird, though.
Wait, right.
So do you think it's weird if family members sleep together in the same bed, well, like a big group?
I think it depends on what age. Like, when I was little and I would get scared, I would crawl into my parents' bed. And I'm not ashamed to say that I didn't until I was about, like, 14.
14? No wonder you're so close to your mommy.
I saw a super scary, scary movie one time.
What was it?
I forget what it was, but this guy ended up having cancer and they lived in a haunted house and it would like, there would be like sketchings all over the wall, like sentences. I forget what it was, but it was so scary. And I remember I like slept in the middle of their bed and then I got too hot and moved to like this chair, got like a blanket and a pillow. But like, I always slept in my parents' bed whenever I got scared or there was like a thunderstorm or something.
Mm. Wow. That's a whole nother thing right there, Liv. That explains a lot about you.
Why? I feel like that's kind of normal.
14 to still be... No, it's not.
No.
14.
Nobody's
okay.
14. Nobody 14, passed like 7 or 6.
14, I know. I know 14's not. But like a 9-year-old to crawl up into bed if they had like a really messed up dream.
Yeah, here's the thing. I'm locking my bedroom door when I have kids because none of us on the show here have kids yet. And then they can fend for themselves. I'm trying to get a good night's sleep.
I can distinctly remember being a kid and my mom telling me that I couldn't sleep in her bed anymore. And I didn't understand why. I don't know what age I was, but I distinctly remember like, oh, and she would let my sister sleep in her bed with her. And my sister was 3 years older. But I remember when she cut that up
too. Because your breath was so bad?
For some reason, yeah. I feel like it makes sense that it's Liv and Porkchop, the two members of the show that did sleep with their parents
Wait,
for the longest.
You didn't, or did you?
Only when I was very little.
Really?
Once in a while, if I was scared or something, like Liv, but I was little, like 3.
But so even why? Then, I'd knock on the door, and my mom'd be like, okay, I'll come to your room, I'll put you to bed.
Right.
Why does it make sense?
I don't know why. It just fits your all's personality.
Yeah, I can't pinpoint it either, but honestly, okay. It explains a lot about Liv.
Liv is very, you know, she's scared a lot, skittish a lot, so that makes sense. With you, Porkchop, I feel like you are more timid. You just seem like somebody that would always need to be comforted.
Like you're kind of afraid, yeah.
Yeah, like kind of passive, kind of afraid, kind of just like a little, nervous wreck.
Like a little chihuahua.
Yeah.
Maybe as a kid, not now.
Oh my gosh, a chihuahua is totally producer Porkchop spirit animal.
I have. My little Chloe is half Chihuahua,
See?
Half Minton.
Happy holidays.
Perfect. Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show. Former President George H.W. Bush has been laid to rest. Thursday evening's private graveside service concluded days of funeral activities honoring 41. After lying in state at the U.S. Capitol and a funeral at Washington's National Cathedral, Bush had a funeral at the Houston church where his family worshipped. His remains then rode on a special funeral train to College Station, where he was buried at his presidential library at Texas A&M University. Now, prior to the closed service, about 2,100 cadets in dress uniforms lined the road to the graveside and saluted as the motorcade passed. In a salute to the World War II Navy pilot that he was, Navy fighter jets flew overhead in an unprecedented 21 aircraft flight in the missing man formation. That's never been done before for presidents. That's really cool. Followed by a 21 cannon salute on the ground. Celebrities that were there: Chuck Norris, Arnold Schwarzenegger. NFL stars were there too, like J.J. Watt. And former NBA players, stars like Yao Ming and Dikembe Mutombo. They were also some of the celebrities that were at the funeral.
Wow.
And I think this is really cool. You ever think about what you'd put on your headstone, like one day would just say like Alex Clark and then your date of birth and your, you know, date of death? Or would you put something on it?
Well, I think you want to put something on it. Everyone talks about that.
Here's what he put. He had his, all he ever wanted inscribed on his tombstone was his Navy ID number and the words, "He loved Barbara very much."
Aww.
So I think that's pretty cool. This is something that people don't think that's cool. They think there's a problem with it. A dad's punishment for bullying has gone viral. Matt Cox's daughter got suspended for riding the school bus for bullying for the second time this school year. So she's done it before. So the Ohio father decided to make her walk to school in the cold.
"Today, my beautiful daughter is going to walk 5 miles to school in 36 degree weather. I know a lot of you parents are not going to agree with this, but that is all right, because I'm doing what I feel is right to teach my daughter a lesson and to stop her from bullying."
Now, this is not the first time we've seen something like this, but that's a long walk. 5 miles, dang. What do you guys think about this? Obviously, his daughter's being a bully. I'm glad that a parent's doing something, but is that too much? Or
I have no problem with the punishment. I have a huge problem with somebody posting the punishment on social media so he can be like, "Look how great of a dad I am." See, again,
I don't think
ruins
that's
the intentions.
No, I don't think that's the purpose. It's like, hey, you can get creative with the way that you punish your kids. So like,
right,
there can actually be a stop, because sometimes, you know, being like, "Hey, no TV for an hour," or "Hey, no Xbox," just doesn't get it done.
But
so
posting it on
creative
social media makes it about humiliation. So now he's bullying his daughter about bullying.
No, it's not about humiliation. It's like, hey, parents, you can get creative. There's other ways, how in effective ways you can punish your children.
And how about that's so dangerous? You know,
why?
It gets, because the sun in the morning, it's down longer, so it's dark out.
Oh,
you're letting your little girl. Yeah. I mean, like,
dude,
imagine something goes wrong. That guy's
Did
never
you guys
gonna
see the video. It was not that dark outside.
Okay, so
and the truck was behind her.
And the truck was behind it. He was following her to school.
It was
the
like
whole
a heavy duty
miles,
truck.
And she was like clothed. You guys are normally the ones calling me a snowflake. Look at you,
but
snowflake.
I just don't take unnecessary risks. And to me, it's just opening the door for something to go wrong.
That I just think wild. I think it was crappy of him to post it on social media. I can't get behind it because it was posted.
I have a hard time saying this. I actually agree with you, Liv. I think that, I don't think as much as what Alex is saying. I don't think this guy's like, "Look at me, I'm an awesome dad." I think he was kind of showing parents like, "Hey, I'm going to do what I think's right to make sure my kid's not a little punk, and I'm going to have her grow up and not be a bully." That's unacceptable in this household.
Trust me, I deal with so many kids that are little bullies at where I work, the daycare, and I wish your parents would do something like this, because just punishing them, giving them a timeout, or taking away their like video game, that doesn't do it.
Let us know what you think about this. Whose side are you on? You heard the conversation now, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
I was a pretty bad kid. And my mom, she punished me, but she'd never punished me like that. And I turned out all right, didn't I?
Yeah.
Well, I wish
Alex?
I wish she would have made you walk or something.
You're all right.
Yeah, you're cool. And finally, if we're having kids anytime soon, guys, we're millennials. We got to know what we're doing here. Millennials are now naming their kids after trendy foods like kale.
Ew.
Yeah,
oh,
researchers looked at hundreds of thousands of baby names collected from registries using the website Baby Center, and they compared them to last year. Here's what they found. For girls' names, Kiwi was reported to be up by 40%.
Okay.
That's kind of cute.
Alex's dad, Kyle, Kale, is up 35%. Hey, Kale!
Kale is like the southern way to say Kyle.
See, like if you ever have a little boy, Alex, and you want to name him after your dad, and you want to be like millennial like we are, you're like, "Dad, I named the baby after you. His name is Kale."
Close, but no cigar, he would say.
Up 32%, maple. Somebody actually names their kids Maple.
I can see that.
And Liv would totally do this when she had a daughter, Clementine.
Clem. Call her Clemmy.
Clemmy.
Not Clemmy. Ew.
Clem.
Clementine, I don't have a problem with. I think that name's cute.
Are you telling me avocado is not on this list?
No, but Sage and Spike are on this list.
Love
I think
Sage.
Sage is so cute.
You like
I know
Sage?
A girl named Sage.
Oh, my God. But that's her boys.
I know a girl named Sage.
No, I know
a boy named Sage. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, well, it's a girl name for sure.
I'd say guy name.
I mean, there's a boy named Sue. Why not a boy named Sage?
There you go.
Oh, boy. All right. You can do what you want to do. It's better than A, B, C, D, E that we talked about the other week. So.
I still like my three boy names, Chief, Coach, and Scout.
Like yeah. we said, some people aren't meant to have kids. Right. That would be a good example. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see everything we've talked about online right now at joeandalexshow.com.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Good morning. Let's play a little game. You can play along too. Maybe you're in the car with somebody this morning or at home or work or school. It don't matter. Let's get down to it. It'll be Alex versus Liv versus Porkchop. This is Name That Christmas Song. I am going to play just a random clip of a song. It could be anywhere in the song. It could be the beginning, the middle, the end. And you buzz in, Alex, Liv, Porkchop with your name. If you buzz in wrong, no points taken away, but you're locked out to the next song, okay? You can't guess a bunch of times. Porkchop, keep score. We'll do best out of 10. Here we go. Song number one. Buzz in at any time with your name.
Had a very shiny...
Alex.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That is correct.
And if you ever saw...
Wow.
You would even say it glows.
Well, you're doing great over there,
Thank
Liv.
You.
You should buzz in with that. All right, song number two is...
Just like the one...
Liv! Alex.
Liv.
I used to know...
Three.
Two. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
White Christmas.
Waiting on a name to be buzzed
in. I said Alex at the same time as Liv.
I didn't call on you. You have to re-buzz in.
Ugh. Well, then I guess I lost.
Chops?
No. Pork chop.
The weather outside's frightful? White Christmas.
You already said a wrong answer. Alex,
Alex
would
just
you
say
Alex
your
White.
Name.
No, I did. Alex White Christmas.
There you go. You got to buzz in. It's simple. You
have to, I did buzz in at the
I
same time.
I did not
time.
Call on you. You're going to buzz in until
well,
I call
I
on
know,
you.
Well, I know, but since we said it at the same time and she got it wrong, I figure you automatically go to me since
hey,
we obviously tied.
Just listen to Kim.
Kim who?
Kim Jong-un.
Oh, what?
Our showrunner, Joe, a.k.a. Kim Jong-un.
You could have been Kim Jong-jo. That would have been funnier. But anyways, okay. Here we go. Song number three. Buzz in until I call on you. With?
When we
Liv!
Find...
Liv. Three.
Christmas song.
Two.
Chop, 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 chop.
You gotta calm down. Like,
I can't.
It's cool.
I can't.
You said keep calling your name till you,
you
call on me.
You guys are just being dummies. You know exactly what I mean. Everybody listening right now knows what I mean. Do you have a guess? Because you get
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
No, we already did that.
Good night. How I'll hate going out in the storm. But if you
Alex,
what's your
happy
guess?
Holidays.
No, I know what it is. I know it. Liv.
Yeah.
Let it snow.
Hold yeah, you would have been right, but too late.
All the way home, I'll be warm.
All right, after four songs, where are we at? Who's got what?
200.
Okay, well, people that are actually listening on the radio, what would that mean?
Oh, Alex has two. Me and Liv have zero.
Alex already has two?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been buzzing in. Here we go. Here's your fifth song out of 10.
Chops. Joy to the world.
That was the best ever. You got lucky there. You were like, oh, crap.
I didn't recognize that one.
There's like 8 billion versions of this out there, though.
True.
That's by Stephen Curtis Chapman, if you're wondering. You want to go download that? Here's your sixth song, best out of 10. Name that Christmas tune.
Play bells ring.
Chops.
Pork chop. Three. Two.
Oh, no.
Alex.
Jingle bells.
Alex.
Winter Wonderland.
That is correct.
Dang.
Are you listening?
I love this
In
song.
The lane, snow is glistening.
I dated a guy once who hated Christmas songs, and I broke up with him.
Oh, nice.
If we were doing finish the lyrics with these, I would crush them.
Well, maybe we'll do that next time. Today, okay. We're not, though. So, going into song number 7, here we go. This is your song. Buzz in with your name.
Chops.
Pork chop.
Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
No, that is correct.
Yes!
You know the white trash songs.
You can say there's no such thing as Santa. But as for me and Grandma, we believe.
I liked that song as a kiddo, but now I'm kind of annoyed by it. Like, I used to love it. Now I'm just like, oh, gosh, no wonder my dad used to hate me. All right, going into the 8th out of 10th song, what is the score right now? Pork Chop, who's got what?
Alex 3, Pork Chop 2, Liv 0.
All right, Liv, you in theory could tie it up.
Okay.
Alex, if you win this one, you win the game, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. It is...
Dashing through the storm.
Liv?
Liv.
Dashing in one heart open sleigh.
Two.
Alex.
One.
What the heck? No, she's lost a guess. Chops.
Alex.
Jingle Bells.
That is correct for the win.
What? She didn't get to guess yet, though.
She just says her name when she doesn't know the answer. The difference between her and I is I say my name when I actually know the answer. Liv just says it, so she has time to think.
You just said Alex because you knew I was ready to say Chops when she didn't answer.
No, was it? I'm not focusing on you. I'm focusing on me. You got to run your own race, baby.
If you like chicken nuggets, then you got to sing along. If you like chicken nuggets, this is your favorite song. If you like chicken nuggets, then you got to sing along.
Pork Chop looks so pissed at you.
Nuggets, this is your favorite song. Sing a Pork Chop. Chicken, chicken nugget,
no.
Yeah. Chicken, nugget, yeah. Chicken, nuggets, yeah.
I will say, I'm a really good loser.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm so content.
You're one of the best. You are.
I don't care. I'm not competitive either, except you just usually win anyway.
Coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show, what's your dumb excuse for why you got pulled over? What were you doing that you got that ticket? Alex has been pulled over a bunch of times. I wonder if she's got any. 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. This teenager got pulled over for doing 130. Ooh. Wait till you hear their excuse.
Bad boys, what you want, what you gonna do? When Sugar John don't come for you.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Come on, tell me.
What you gonna do?
What is the dumbest excuse you gave a cop for why you got pulled over? Like, what was your excuse while you were speeding? You're like, oh, well, you know what happened was 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Alex, I know for a fact you've been pulled over for speeding and really, really fast, as a matter of fact. What excuse do you give to cops when you get pulled over on the highway?
I've got the same routine. It's worked every single time. I've never had a ticket, even though I've gone...
30
over the speed limit, absolutely, when I've been pulled over before.
They would have pulled a gun on me going 30 over. I would have been on the ground.
So I always, first of all, start crying. Second of all, I go into my glove box, which of course has your registration and all that stuff in there, but I've got a ton of papers in there. I don't even know what they are, honestly. And so I just grab the whole stack and I say to the police officer, because I've never gotten a ticket before, I just say, oh, I've never been pulled over before, so I don't know what I'm supposed to give you. Here's everything I have. I don't know which one it is. And you know what they do? They always like, oh, don't worry about it, because they don't want to search through my stack of papers to find the title and registration or whatever. So they're just like, okay, forget about it.
I can't believe they let you go, because I feel like a cop would be pissed if you were going faster, just in general, that they had to stop you. He would be like, oh, well, okay, you're going to learn a lot today. And I feel like they would take the time and give you like a no break at all. But they actually let you go?
They always let me go.
And this has happened more than once.
It's happened 3 times.
Oh my gosh. I got pulled over going 20 over and 25 over, and each time I got a ticket for that.
How much?
Oh, one time for 20 over. I think the other one where I was going 25 or 30 over, it would have been like... They gave me a bit of a break on it. They gave me 10 over or something so I didn't lose my license.
Ooh.
But I just was, I mean, I think I'm a good driver. I like to go fast.
Yeah, I drive very fast.
I don't care what we're doing. Just let me go. Now, Liv, you're the person that wants to get pulled over because you still have not updated your registration two months after the fact.
I don't want to get pulled over, but I've probably been pulled over close to 12 times in my life.
Wow.
12 times?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
my God.
One of the times it was because, like, I apparently ran a red light or something, or, like, maybe it was yellow. I don't really know. I didn't even notice that I did it. And I got pulled over, and the guy looked up my history, and I didn't. And he came over and he was like, oh, so I just looked up your info. Like, it seems that you have like a lead foot. And I didn't know what that meant. And I was
you always go fast and get pulled over.
Well, so I was like, no, sir, my foot is fine. Like, I have a normal foot. And he was like, no, like, you have a lead foot. I was like, no, sir, like, I can get out of the car. I don't know what that says.
What?
Like, I have a perfectly normal foot. My foot is fine. Like, I don't know if something got mixed up.
He probably would have thought you were smoking pot.
Yeah, he's like, we're going to have you walk the line either way
he
now.
He literally was just like, okay, you can go. And he just let me go. I think I exhausted him. And then it was like months later, I told my parents a story and they're like, a lead foot means you go fast, honey.
That is unbelievable that you did not know what he meant.
I was 18.
Oh my gosh.
833 Joe Alex. I know we have a lot of men and women that work in law enforcement, and I would love to hear from you because you'd have the firsthand experience of some excuse somebody has tried to give to you as to why they were speeding and you had to pull them over. That's 833-563-2539. Let's go to Lindsay this morning on line number one. Lindsay, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What was your excuse for when you got pulled over?
Good morning. So I got pulled over, and I told the cop my speedometer didn't work. I think the only reason why I got away with it was because I still have the paper plates on my car from just buying it.
Oh, wow.
So maybe he thought, wow, they didn't check that at the thing. But did he make you get, like, a fix-it ticket or something, or what'd they do?
No, he gave me a warning. I think I was, like, 17 at the time, so I think he was just like, okay, whatever.
Wow. See, I wish I could get that lucky. I have never been that lucky when it comes to something.
Have you ever tried crying in front of the cops when they pull you over, Joe? Because I feel like that works.
Yeah, but my cry's not that good, though. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, I'd be pretty sad to
see.
He's
like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. It's going to be okay.
I get, like, nervous. I get, like, performance nervousness. Like, I can't cry in front of cops.
It always amazes me that you, with 12 times being pulled over on the record, Alex, multiple speeding of 20 or 30. I mean, they could take
She's
your car
had a
from you.
Oh,
have you had a ticket?
Oh, yeah, I've had a lot of speeding tickets. I've got my license taken away because I had too many points on it.
Whoa.
All right, let's go to Allison on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, Allison, what's your excuse?
So it's actually my grandmother's, like, way back when the show Candid Camera was really popular.
Yeah.
She got pulled over, and he was like, you know, how fast you were going. And she's like, this is a joke. Where's the cameras? And he's like, ma'am, I'm pulling you over because you're speeding. She goes, okay, no, seriously, I know this is all that hype about the show. Where are the cameras? You guys are joking with me. And he was like, ma'am, get out of the car. And she's like, oh, crap.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so your grandma really thought it was a joke, but it was not a joke.
Yeah, she really did. I was like, dude, hello.
Yeah. Whoa.
So did they lock grandma up or what happened, Allison?
Oh, no, because my grandfather was a firefighter for many, many years in the town. And they were like, okay, we'll let you go with a warning. Don't be smart with us anymore. And you're not, you know, those shows don't come out here in this little town. So stop thinking they're coming after you.
Poor grandma trying to be all sassy like that. All right, Allison, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. We got, is this Lily? Lily, what'd your mom do?
She actually told him that it was that time of the month.
And so she needed to get home or what?
Yep, that she needed to get to a bathroom as soon as possible.
That's genius.
I've heard of people telling police that they were speeding because they had to go to the bathroom, and then the police officers say, okay, I'll follow you home and watch you go in and wait till you get outside to tell me that you've gone. Like, I've heard of people doing that.
Oh, I would do that. I totally would.
See, I've done that. Anytime I'm like was driving home from college or anything, or I'm driving home, like I've been like, oh my gosh, this is an emergency. I need to get to a bathroom now, or there's going to be an accident in my car. And I've like thought about like, dude, if the cop pulls me over, I'm probably going to have the accident while he's like,
what's
asking
wrong
me
with
why.
You that you can't control it? Like, how is that even?
I have extremely
okay. I forget that you have that sometimes. Hey, thank you for calling in, Lily. Jennifer on the Joe and Alex show. What was your excuse?
Well, actually, it was kind of against my will. I was probably about 10 years old, and I was sitting passenger with my mom, and I had some donuts in my lap, and we were getting pulled over because she was going too fast. Well, she goes, hey, you know, offer the officer some donuts when he gets here. And I'm like, I didn't know about it, really. I was like, okay. And so he goes to the window and, you know, the whole drill, and I'm like, you know, hey, here's some donuts, you know. And he was like, don't be trying to bribe me with those donuts, and, you know, so I won't give you a ticket. And but she ended up not getting a ticket, and he took some donuts, so
it
must have worked.
Oh, my God, no way.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what? And then I was like, yeah, cops do like donuts.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I don't know if this is right. Thank you for the call. Hey, is this Pork Chop's mom?
This is Pork Chop's mom.
What?
Yay! Wait a minute. You got pulled over for speeding? What's this all about?
I was going to have Pork Chop.
Wait, you were going to deliver him?
Yeah, we were on the way to the hospital. My husband was driving. I think it was a 25, 30 mile an hour, and we were probably doing 50.
Oh, you guys
and
are rebels.
Cop pulled us over, and my husband's sitting there, and I says, get out of the car. Tell him I'm going to help baby. So he didn't move, so I got out of the car, and I waddled over to the police car. And I said, I'm going to have a baby. And he goes, go, go, go. And I thought, this is great. We're going to have a cop escort. He just let us go.
Oh, man.
I had no idea. I never knew this story.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, there's a lot you don't know.
Oh! All right. Well, Pork Chop's mom, thanks for calling in, and thanks for carrying him for 9 months. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Oh, by the way, hold on a second. Are you still there, Pork Chop's mom?
I'm still here.
I heard Pork Chop forgot your birthday. Is that true?
Yeah, but I don't care. I still love him.
Aww.
All right, Pork Chop. Sing your mom happy birthday real quick as we wrap this up.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Wow.
Jeez, show me up.
This whole family, the Pork Chop family, has so much stuff, and they keep it covered. They keep it quiet. Dang.
Just don't tell her I've been pulled over more than 50 times in my life.
Wow.
Pork Chop's mom, God bless. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Golden Globe nominations were announced yesterday morning, and everyone seems to be talking about the snubs. So I'll tell you who the actual nominations are, but first the snubs.
Snub me, please.
Oh, let me snub you all night long. Okay, so Ryan Gosling was not nominated as Best Actor for his role as Neil Armstrong in First Man, which was also not nominated as Best Drama. Black Panther was nominated for Best Drama, but stars Chadwick Boseman and Michael B. Jordan were denied Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor nods. A Quiet Place earned rave reviews, but the horror film directed by and starring John Krasinski only received a nomination for Best Original Score. I thought that sucked. That movie was one of the most incredible movies of the year, in my opinion. So freaking good. Watch it on your on-demand or something.
Let's real quick. Let's imitate that movie.
This Is Us was completely shut out. They didn't get anything for anything.
All right, that's it. Pork Chop, handle the garbage. I cannot go on when this kind of crap is happening.
Though some of the stars received acting nods, The Handmaid's Tale was not nominated as Best Drama. Robin Wright may have also gotten a serious upgrade in the final season of House of Cards, but didn't get her Best Actress nomination. And the noms were also revealed yesterday morning.
I don't even care anymore.
So this is real short. Vice walked away with the leading six nominations, and then I guess we also have A Star Is Born, The Favorite, and Green Book with five nods apiece. So those are the biggest movies. So A Star Is Born, we all saw that together. That was
loved
amazing.
It.
Sophia Richie is uncomfortable after Kourtney Kardashian keeps posting family photos with Scott Disick. One picture featured Kourtney and Scott standing next to their three kids, and the reality star wrote that she was beyond grateful waking up in the same bed as her kids and same house as their father for the holiday. In another photo, Kourtney rocked it kind of a sexy outfit
as she was
laying on the bed with Scott, holding daughter Penelope in his lap as she plays with a smartphone. Sources say that Sophia Richie, who's dating Scott Disick, is not trying to let it get to her, but the photos are making her feel uncomfortable. Would you be upset if the parent of your child that you are no longer with was posting pictures, or sorry, the ex of whoever you're dating, and they have children together, they're posting pictures with
the
person you're dating?
I would be very upset, unless I said, hey, it's okay to do so.
Yeah, I kind of feel like maybe that is a little disrespectful, even though I think Sophia Richie and Scott Disick are hella weird together, and I don't even think they should be dating at all. I do think it is a little disrespectful. He has a girlfriend, right?
They're posting photos together. These are like family photos that you would see.
No, they're not family photos.
Album.
She's sexy laying on the bed while he's sitting next to her.
She's not trying to be sexy. She's laying on the bed with her daughter.
I don't think
this is weird at all.
I think it's a little bit disrespectful. I'd be upset. Mm-hmm. I've dated somebody with a kid before, and if their ex was doing that, I'd be upset. And director Tyler Perry wrote a couple of big checks at two Atlanta near area Walmarts to cover the cost of outstanding layaway items that were registered at the store. So He dropped off over $178,000 at one store in Atlanta and $256,000 at another Walmart. All the customers got to collect their outstanding items and just pay a penny at pickup. That's it. Just a penny.
That's incredible.
And Tyler Perry ended up sharing about his good deed, not because he wanted to on social media, but because somebody else had leaked it on social media when he was trying to stay anonymous. Here's what he had to say about it.
I have paid for all of your layaways for Christmas. So Merry Christmas to everybody. I know it's hard times. A lot of people are struggling. I'm just really, really grateful to be able to be in a position to do this. So God bless you. Go get your stuff. Merry Christmas.
All right. Hey, Tyler Perry, if you want to do that, maybe at an Indianapolis or a Houston, Texas Walmart, that'd be cool.
Coming up in less than an hour, Nicki Minaj has a new problematic boyfriend, and I've got some receipts I'm going to drop, okay?
All right. Coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show, if your significant other sucked their thumb as an adult and you found out about it, would you be cool with it or kind of weirded out? Our guest for Freak Show Friday is a grown woman who, yes, sucks her thumb. And we're going to talk to her all about it. We have so many questions next on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
She's a very freaky girl. The freak's coming out of line.
Super freak. She's super freaky.
Get your freak on.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Freak Show Friday is your chance. You can email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. You can also send us a DM on our social media. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, or you can just call up 833-JOE-ALEX and kind of share what makes you a freak. This morning, we're talking to Haley. Now, what makes you an actual freak? What do you do?
So, I still suck my thumb. And I am 23.
Whoa!
I started when I was a baby, like most people, and I just never stopped. Well, I relapsed. I stopped for a little bit.
How did you stop just for a little bit, but then get back into it?
When I was 16, my boyfriend was like, you have to stop. And so I did for him. And then when I went to college, I relapsed.
Oh, God. I have so many questions about this. Do you have a thumb that you prefer? Or do
I was
you
just going to ask that hurt.
Oh, yeah. It's my left thumb because I'm right-handed.
Oh my gosh. And is your left thumb, if you look at your left thumb compared to your right, is it a little bit smaller because it's typically been in your mouth? Like it doesn't grow, it's not as big?
No, it's just calloused for my teeth.
Whoa. So does that mean you bite on it?
Yes, but the top part, not the bottom part.
Have you tried other things to put in your mouth, like gum?
I have, but no, because it has to get, it's that sensation of something being like on the stuck on the top of your mouth, like having peanut butter.
Is it safe to say you're not a germaphobe?
Well, I'm a nurse now, so I'm a little bit more now. But
do you suck your thumb at work?
I suck it. Oh God, no! But I do wash my hands before.
Okay, so
it happens voluntarily, so I wash my hands.
Got it. So you always wash your hand before you put your thumb in your mouth. Do you ever suck your thumb in public?
Yes.
Where?
And I have a certain position. It looks like I'm sinking, but I'm sucking my thumb.
My gosh, how are you open about this? You don't hide this from your friends, your family, your boyfriend. I mean, obviously people in public, you don't care. How are you not embarrassed as an adult woman?
Well, that pose, you really can't tell. But now my boyfriend, now we've been dating for a year, and when I get stressed out, he's like, well, just suck your thumb. So I do.
Wait, he tells you to suck your thumb? That would creep me out.
Well, it calms me down, so he doesn't have to deal with me if I'm sucking my thumb.
So we looked you up, don't be weirded out, but we looked you up on social media before we talked to you on the phone, and you are like hot, and so is your boyfriend. Like, this girl is not like, you know, a homely, grungy, ugly girl. This is like a hot 20-something with a hot 20-something boyfriend, and he is not weirded out?
No, he supports me in my addiction.
Do you suck your thumb during intimate time with him?
No.
Like while flipping pancakes sort of type thing?
Yeah, like do you suck your thumb in bed?
Do you like it when other people suck your thumb?
No, and people have tried and their teeth don't match where my calluses are, so it hurts.
Ooh.
Is there anything you're involved with, like the TSA?
What do you mean?
The Thumb Suckers Association? Or Thumb Suckers Anonymous?
No, but I should start it because I think I would be the sole member. I should start it.
Haley, would you be okay with us posting your picture on our Instagram or no?
That is fine with me.
Oh my God, yes. We are going to post a picture of Haley. And can your boyfriend be in the picture?
Sure, he doesn't care.
Sweet. So we're going to post a picture and say, this is Haley, so you can see what she actually looks like and her boyfriend. But what I want you to do is call us, 833-JOE-ALEX. If you found out that your significant other, you know, in your adult relationship, now that you've been dating them for a while, was an adult thumbsucker, how would you react? Would it bother you or would you be okay with it? Because apparently, Haley, your boyfriend is just like, sure? He never questioned it?
No, and I do it only when I'm stressed out or anxious.
Wow.
So that's the purpose.
Not to fall asleep?
No. That's what it was, its original purpose, but now I just do it when I'm stressed out, like when I'm studying.
833-JOE-ALEX. Would you be okay with dating someone who sucked their thumb as an adult?
Absolutely not. You can also let us know on social media, at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. All right, Haley, we'll let you go. You can put the phone down and put your thumb back in your mouth.
Thank you. Have a good morning.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, and Alex is excited about this. Apparently, a creepy real-life story is now going to be made into a Netflix movie. What's the detail?
I saw this story when it first came out in 2014, like about this family, and I remember thinking, this is unbelievable that this is real. This family whose life kind of became a real-life horror movie is actually going to turn into this horror movie on Netflix. Netflix just secured the film adaptation rights, so it is for sure happening. It's a New Jersey family, and the house that they bought is called the Watcher House. I don't know if that's a nickname they gave it because of these letters that they started receiving once they moved in, or if the style of house is called a Watcher House.
Did the person that like lived there like make watches?
Well, yes. I think it's because the person that was sending them letters called themselves the Watcher. So this whole thing is basically tailor-made for the screen. So back in 2014, this family, and I don't know how exactly you say their last name, it's like the Brodesses or something. I'm probably butchering that, but they were
Snoop Dogg.
They bought this new house in Westfield, New Jersey, and I know producer Porkchop's from New Jersey, so maybe you know where this is. Westfield.
Yeah, that's actually like 20 minutes from where I used to live.
Ooh. So they move in and they start getting these letters from this guy, or, well, it could be a girl, but an anonymous stalker who calls themselves the Watcher. And they start saying these things in the letters about how they want to eat their children. They've been watching them move in. Details about their family. Have they checked the walls yet since they've moved in? All this kind of really, really creepy stuff. And the family had no idea where these letters were coming from. The police were involved. Nobody could figure it out. Because they were saying, in time, you will find out what's in the walls. I am pleased to know your names and the names now of the young blood you have brought to me. Talking about their kids. Is that not the creepiest thing?
Did anything ever happen to anybody in the house?
Nothing ever happened, like, violently or anything like that. And the guy never, like, came into their house, as far as they know.
Then how are they going to make a movie if it's just a person writing creepy letters?
Well, so, I mean, that's what's scary, though. I'm sure they're going to elaborate a little bit, like okay. You do for TV and movie stats.
Like, somebody's got to die.
Well, I'm sure something will happen. Maybe, you know, a pet will end up dead or something like they do in scary
Not
movies.
Not a pet. Dang, Alex.
Well, you know how they do in scary movies. So, but what's interesting is that they didn't move away, not because they didn't want to when they first bought this house 4 years ago, but because they felt like they were stuck, like, financially, because they had just bought this house. It's really expensive in New Jersey and all that, and your cost of living is, like, insane.
And Westfield's a very, like, rich and wealthy town.
Yeah, it reminds me, this house kind of reminds me of, like, Amityville Horror, honestly, which is not New Jersey, but that's up in New York State. So, anyway, they did not move because of that, so they were stuck with these creepy letters, and they couldn't get out of the house, which is interesting. That kind of adds an element I think will be good for the Netflix movie. But be looking for The Watcher on Netflix here coming soon, maybe in the next year or so.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Join in the conversation. Give us a call. The number is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. Feel like a Madam Sandler. You blew it! Because that's exactly what I did. I'm trying to get ready for the holiday season. I was going to get my wife her Christmas present. I knew what I wanted, and I talked to my wife's family and made sure I wasn't going to get something that they already purchased, and they didn't. So I go online, I place the order, I'm going over the thing, I'm customizing it. It's kind of a unique gift I'm getting for her, and go to pay for it. I'm like, okay, cool. And we have two debit cards, each of us. One's for our personal checking account where we put, like, we call it fun money. You know, just a little bit of money we give each other on every Friday that we can do whatever we want with. And the rest is like a shared joint checking account. And my cards are similar, so they look identical, just the numbers are different. And I wrote, like, mine and joint on it, but it's been faded now. And I don't know why I didn't double check it, but I was like, oh, this must be the slot of my wallet where it's at. So pull it out, putting in the information. I hit confirm payment. I'm like, yep, the address looks right. I hit submit. And then I'm like, oh, crap. Oh, crap. I just wanted to make sure I could actually post it online. And it didn't come out of my personal account. It came out of our joint checking account.
Oh, no.
And without giving it away right now, my wife's going to know what it is if she hasn't checked online already. I told her immediately not to because it says, like, where you bought it at. Like, if I got food at McDonald's, it would say McDonald's, right. You know, debit. It said the place. She's going to know what it is.
Oh, man.
So I'm like, because I was like, crap, cancel payment. And I can't. So it's there. There's no way to hide it. I mean, I transferred the money back because I also owe that money back to our joint account. But I totally blew the Christmas present because she's going to have to check the bank account to do bills and all that. She handles our finances in our household.
Well, maybe you just need to do it this month.
Alex, we don't want to get evicted. I have to make sure everything's paid. That is not an option, but does anybody have a story? 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And how you blew something. It doesn't have to be Christmas, but man, I totally botched that one. I blew it.
Well, mine was actually on Christmas, too. So my family does a Secret Santa every year. So we pick a name out of, like, a bowl. And whoever name we get in the family, that's who we have to buy a present for. And it's just a big secret.
Okay.
And then we give each other gift ideas just in our group message. So we kind of know. And I accidentally bought – I had my brother-in-law, and I used their Amazon Prime account, and I didn't log out of his account.
Oh, no.
When I bought his present. So he actually got an email confirmation of the gifts he, like, legitimately described and sent in our group message for gift ideas, and he got a confirmation that it was bought – but it had my credit card on it, so he knew I had him, and he knew exactly what he was getting.
Isn't that the worst?
Yeah, I was like, gosh darn it, but this is very classic. I mess up Christmas presents every single year.
And
I mess up Santa's, Secret Santa.
You know what else I realized, too, because obviously this thing is a custom-made thing that I got my wife. It's customized, and I checked online before I hit submit, because you can do rush ordering, but it said this is our typical time, and I'm like, oh, that'll be here before Christmas, and I was like, I don't want to spend $30 to have it rushed done, and because it said it would totally be within the time frame when I need it. It's like, I get an email after I place the wrong order, like on the wrong card. It's like, due to backups, you can expect your item in 4 to 6 weeks. So my Christmas present.
It takes a long time to buy a bionic arm.
Yes, but she needs it, okay? But her Christmas present won't be here till like mid-January.
Oh.
So she's like.
This is classic dudes, though. They always wait till the last minute. You know, I asked the Egyptian last night, hey, I need ideas for your Christmas gift. I need a couple things that you are really wanting, because he is so picky and annoyingly just brutal about, like, I like this, I don't like it. So, I mean, him and I are similar in that way.
I was going to say, you guys are both on that.
But
on that
all throughout the year, I'm always good about saying, like, things that I want. And so it should be easy to know what to buy me. But for him, I have no idea. And so he told me, he's like, it's too early to be thinking about that yet. I'm like, no, it is not. How am I supposed to shop for you? I'm not waiting till Christmas Eve to buy your gifts. I was like, do you know what you're getting me already? And he was like, he tried to change the subject because he doesn't know. And that offended me.
No, I get you there. So it's just an awkward situation. How did you blow it? 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539. Jenny, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you do?
My husband and I were trying to have a baby, and I was trying to keep it secret. And so I went to the office, printed out a fertility form, the consent form and everything that you had to fill out. And as I was leaving, I grabbed my paperwork and my printer printed off another form. And so my mom is my office manager. She came in the morning and filled out the whole form for me the next day. And I felt like I was a little kid getting in trouble. She looked at me and goes, yeah, I filled this out for you. And I'm like, red. And I said, oh, she goes, are you pregnant? And I said, no.
Oh,
and she
no.
said, are you trying to get pregnant? I was like, yes, please don't tell Dad.
Oh, man, you blew it. That is my biggest fear, like not with a pregnancy form, but like if we print something out here at work, like our legal information or maybe like my contract or anything, I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to leave a copy on the printer.
Yeah, don't do that.
That is so awkward. Hey, thank you, Jenny. We're with you there. Let's talk to, is it Micaiah?
Micah.
Not even close. All right, Micah, you're on the Joe and Alex show. And what did you blow?
Well, it wasn't me. My fiance, when we went to get engaged, he applied for a K card. And he knows I checked the mail. So I'm the one that got the K card in the mail. Oh. And I immediately knew. I was like, wait a minute. I know what this is for.
Yep.
I'm surprised that K Jewelers or anybody else that works in the jewelry business that has that stuff, they don't have like a dumb boyfriend plan in place where that would not happen. It would just be all digital to their email. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. So I didn't know when exactly it was going to happen, but I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. But it did, and it turned out fine.
So are you guys engaged right now? Or are you married?
No, we're engaged.
Oh, that's awesome.
Congratulations.
When's the big
Thank
day?
You. We don't know yet. We're still kind of trying to plan. So, we have four kids, so
Whoa.
It'll happen when it happens.
Holy smokes. You've had four kids and you're not married yet? I mean, I've heard of one kid, but that's a lot of kids.
Well, he has two of his own, so I have two stepkids.
Okay.
And then we have one together, and then I have one of my own. So
God, and that makes more sense. I thought you guys had four
mine.
Kids together. I was like, whoa, man.
She's like, we're waiting till we get to the Brady Bunch level. Then we'll actually get
I know.
Married. No, that's awesome.
Right.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. It's the Joe and Alex show on Radio Now, and you can join in this weird conversation we're about to have. At least Alex says they're kind of weird or strange things. When it comes to what, a good relationship, a good marriage?
Yeah, apparently researchers came up with the six strange things that lead to a happy marriage. And the first one is having a big wedding, which I've always heard the complete opposite.
Yeah, like that's problems. That causes like a problem down the road, right?
Right, like starting out your marriage with a bunch of debt and stuff. That's what I've always heard, to have a smaller wedding that leads to a happier marriage. But they're saying having a big wedding. The National Marriage Project from the University of Virginia conducted the survey involving American married couples to find correlations between happy marriages in the couple's past. One of those things was the type of weddings they held. They said big formal weddings equaled more happiness.
I don't know. Like ours is pretty big. I think we had like 225, 250 people there. So it was a good size wedding.
Wait, maybe it means because it's a big wedding, it costs more. So they have more money. So they don't have financial stress.
That could be a point possible, but I think there's also people that don't have the money and still do it. They just charge it or borrow it.
Now, listen to this. This is, to me, this is some voodoo mama juju-ish. I don't know what this is. They said having a high bone mineral density, that leads to a happy marriage. Get the heck out of here with your granola bars. What is this? In a study of over 600 adults that were married, they said there was a correlation between better bone health and marriage quality that was found.
I think my bones are pretty good.
They also said having an attractive wife, but an ugly husband helps your marriage to be happier.
Why
the guy needs to be ugly.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know why, but ladies are better off marrying down, they say. Make sure that you are more attractive.
Is this the only reason we're doing this topic?
That makes sense to me, too, because if the guy is uglier than the wife and he's married out of his league, then he's going to appreciate his wife way more and give her more attention and love.
Well, that, too, and she's probably more secure thinking, oh, well, he won't cheat on me.
Okay, so there's four people on the show. Joe, me, Alex, Liv the Web Girl, and Producer Porkchop. Three of us are in hetero relationships, straight relationships, but Producer Porkchop is with a guy. So this would not apply to him. But as far as having an uglier guy and a more attractive girl, do you think that rule, you all, applies to all three of our relationships? Like, do you think Liv and I are more attractive than who we're dating? And do you feel like Lindsay is more attractive than you, Joe, your wife?
Well, this is, yeah, Lindsay's more attractive than I am, even though I am pretty damn handsome. When it comes to Porkchop and his boyfriend Chase,
that's what I'm saying. This rule, they didn't talk about if, you know, one of the guys.
No offense. No offense. Because I think he's cool, but I think Porkchop looks better or is more attractive than his boyfriend.
Someone said there's a term for that. He's something up. What's that called?
I don't know.
Anyway, everyone says he looks better than me. So, really? Oh, he settled down.
Well, the data is only for guys and girls. So if we're only talking about Alex me, Liv, and Egyptian? Joe, yeah, what do you think about this rule?
Let me look at you real quick. Let me look at you.
I have no makeup on right now.
No, I don't. I think girls look good without makeup. You two are too hard on yourself. You're not that ugly. I would go with, well, Liv with a hat looks like a guy. So,
oh my gosh. No, I think Liv is more attractive than Jewel Daddy, her
boyfriend. Oh, for sure. Liv's beautiful.
I do. You don't think, you think that he's more attractive than you, Liv?
I think it's pretty equal, or like he's, I don't know. Ever since that someone thought I was a boy on the show, I've been really hard on myself. So I feel like I'm less attractive.
Only with a hat on. Only with a hat on do people mistake you for a boy.
Oh, I totally disagree. So do you think that I'm more attractive or the Egyptian's more attractive? Liv says I'm more attractive. I think he's more attractive than me.
I don't think you're ugly, but I think he's a little bit more attractive. I think you're both good looking people. I think he's really good looking.
Okay, all right.
No, I just said that. Pork chop.
I think Alex is more attractive than the Egyptian.
I think he's more attractive than me.
He's a good looking dude, for sure.
To round this out, putting off having kids, Joe, you and Lindsay haven't had kids yet. You guys have been married for a little, what, three years or over 3 years?
3 years in August, so a little okay. Longer than that.
Okay.
But I'm ready to have kids. She wants to wait another year or two.
Doing hobbies separately leads to happier marriage.
We don't do anything together.
Those are the, well, there you go. It looks like Joe has the happiest marriage of all.
See, this whole time Alex gives me crap, questioning everything I do in my marriage, and I'm doing what you're supposed to do, Alex.
No, he's good. And speaking of Jewel Daddy, Liv the Web Girl coming up after the garbage has an announcement. She's had a change of heart when it comes to her relationship with Jewel Daddy, so we'll get into
that. Wait, are you breaking up with him on the air? That's kind of pretty crappy.
We'll get into it. But first, Nicki Minaj has a new problematic boyfriend, and Gwyneth Paltrow thinks that she invented something.
It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj has been spotted with a new mystery man on social media, and immediately fans were able to look at his photos and find out who he was. This is usually how it goes on the internet.
You're never safe anymore on the internet.
You will, people, if there's a photo of you or a video of you or anything like that, they will find you immediately. So this guy, he's 40-year-old Kenneth Zoo Petty. I guess his name, they call him Zoo. I don't know.
What up, Zoo?
But he's a father of five who has a long arrest record, so people are flipping out, and I am one of those people. He was convicted of rape in 1995 of a 16-year-old girl. He's currently registered on the New York State Sex Offenders List. And since the news broke, Nicki has been accusing people of acting like they've never sinned and said that she wants to delete her account. Like yesterday, she said, you guys just... when you go to the bathroom, it's champagne. You think, you know, your ish doesn't stink. Like, you think you're perfect. You know, leave it to social media that all the people that are the pots are calling the kettles black. Do you know what I'm saying?
Totally get that. Yep. Live the web girl. What's up?
There's a difference between, like, lying to your parents or lying to your friends or maybe even, like, cheating than being a registered sex offender.
I agree.
And rape.
So Nikki's all mad and throwing a big fit, saying she's going to delete her Twitter now. She's threatening it because she's mad of people saying that and throwing stones. She has, though, done songs this year, more than one, with the rapper 6ix9ine, who pleaded guilty to use of a child in sexual performance. Her brother, her own brother, remember, was convicted for raping an 11-year-old girl. Why is it that Nicki Minaj keeps surrounding herself with registered sex offenders and pedophiles? That's what I want to know. That doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't understand why she gets zero flack for this. Zero flack from the media, and she's still allowed at award shows.
Do you think
and
that
all these
she knew?
Things.
I mean, do you think she knew this guy was a sex offender? Like, do you think she looked it up?
If she didn't know, she does now.
I knew a girl in high school who found out her boyfriend was a registered sex offender in class.
Yikes.
No, hold on a second. Can you be, I'm asking, can I like go to the bathroom outside and be a sex offender?
Yeah.
I know it's different. Yes. I know this guy raped somebody.
I think if it's like around a school or park or something.
Okay. Not so, saying, not saying I've done that before, but hey.
But see, that's the thing. This guy isn't a convicted sex offender because of going to the bathroom in a public place. He you know, was with a 16-year-old girl.
Okay.
So that's why. So I feel like that's a legit reason. Okay, you find this out, you immediately break up with them. I mean, remember Mama June from Here Comes Honey Boo Boo was dating a convicted child molester and had him around the kids. TLC dropped her
immediately. Was that Sugar Bear? Or no, that was somebody else.
It was somebody after Sugar Bear. And so, you know, everybody freaked out, and then her show was pulled off the air. The Duggar family on TLC, their family show was pulled off the air because Josh Duggar or whatever had, you know, confessed to molesting two of his sisters. So I just don't understand the double standard with Nicki Minaj. If anyone can please explain that to me, I would love to hear about it. Anyway, yoga.
yoga.
Joe does yoga. That's what we call it.
Doing it again today for Joe's journey. It'll be two times this week.
Well, yoga has been around for thousands of years. Yoga only around for two. But yoga's been around forever. And according to Gwyneth Paltrow, it wasn't until she began talking about its mental and physical benefits that Western culture adopted the practice. So she did an interview. And this is what she says in the interview. I remember when I started doing yoga and people were like, what's yoga? Gwyneth is a witch. She's a freak. She said, forgive me if this comes out wrong, but I went to do a yoga class in LA recently and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, have you ever done yoga before? And I literally turned to my friend and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before. What? Gwyneth thinks she invented yoga.
What if she did? Can you prove to me she didn't?
I mean, the narcissism in this statement is just unreal.
Literally anything she ever says or anything that ever comes out about her is just completely pretentious and narcissistic.
Yeah, go goop somewhere else, Gwyneth. And during this Sunday's episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, kind of a feel-good story, Kim, the phone call of the news when she breaks it to Alice Johnson, the woman that was in jail. She was in prison for like a long time. Minor drug offense or whatever.
Yep.
You remember she worked with President Trump. She got this woman out of jail. And so they aired the phone call, or they're going to air the phone call this Sunday, of her telling the long incarcerated grandmother that her life sentence has been negated.
Hello.
Miss Alice.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I cannot believe it. We did it.
What happened?
We did it. You don't know?
No, she doesn't know. You're telling her the news.
Oh my gosh, Alice. You're out.
That just brings tears to my eyes. I'm just so elated about all the prison reform going on, and I can't believe that it was Kim and Kanye that have largely helped with that. But
still not going to get me to watch Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but it is nice.
Such a feel-good story. That is the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex. Every member here on the Joe and Alex Show is currently in a serious relationship, but one of us has had a change of heart and has an announcement to make live on the show. We'll reveal who it is coming up next on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv, the web girl, she's got a boyfriend. We like to call him around here Jewel Daddy.
Babe for me, Daddy.
What you looking at?
Let me see your jewel.
Let you see my what?
Yeah, your jewel. Yeah, your jewel.
Rob the vape store. Tell them, get me a jewel.
Yep. We actually got him on the phone this morning. What up, Jewel Daddy?
What's up, Joe? Hey, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Look at Liv getting all excited, twirling her hair over here. All right, why do we have Jewel Daddy on the phone this morning, Liv? What's going down?
You've had a change of heart. What does that mean?
Yeah, you're breaking up with your boyfriend on the air. That's kind of crappy.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not breaking up with him. But the other day, we were talking about his 2019 goals, and he said something about, like, selling the house he's living in now and mentioned, like, I'm not going to need all this space. If all my roommates move out, then there's no reason, and especially if it's just me and you living in a house, and like we could move into a smaller house. And I was like, oh, okay, like maybe moving in together in the future. And yeah, and I didn't, when he first said it, I didn't want to make it into a big deal, so I like didn't say anything, but like in the back of my head I was like, oh shoot. But yeah,
moving in together is a really big deal if you guys consider doing that in this next year, because first of all, for Liv in particular, she has been very against big relationship milestones like that. She is a very casual dater. The idea, I think, of long-term hardcore commitment freaks her out. So Jewel Daddy, you must be doing something right.
I guess so. I hope so.
Are you wanting to buy a house with Liv? Because to me, if I hear buying a house, I think engagement has to be in the talks for the near future.
And then babies and cats and dogs and all that.
Oh, wow. Well, I do have a dog already. I don't know about babies. I mean, how long have we been together now, Liv?
Like,
4 or 5 months?
Yeah, 4 or 5 months.
Oh, I've seen it happen less on Teen Mom, but okay. yeah, I mean, this is kind of serious, like Alex is saying. Wow, I mean, how do you feel, Jewel Daddy, about the relationship possibly going to the next level?
No, yeah, I definitely really enjoy being with Liv and could see myself and her in the future together. I do like having roommates right now and still trying to stay in my 20s and not get too old. We run into you, Joe, at Ron Ripple all the time. So we like going out and having fun. But
wait, am I too old to be out where you guys are at?
No, not at all.
But Jewel Daddy, aren't you almost 30?
Well, I'm
really?
Yeah, 28. I guess I'm getting close to 30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I would think. I think it's been time to start thinking about buying a house and when you would want to be engaged and stuff.
I like his young kind of spirit, though. Because he does. He kind of has, like, he still plays video games and, like.
Liv, could you see yourself being engaged in the next 5 years or longer?
I mean, within the next 5 years, where I am right now, yeah, I could.
What about, hold on, let's speed this process up. What about the next 5 months?
No.
Oh, my gosh, stop. I'm sweating right now.
So you would be okay, though, with living with a guy before you were engaged or married? Because I wouldn't be, actually.
So I never thought I would be, and I was always kind of, like, against it or something. It just freaked me out, but like I could definitely see myself moving in with Joel Daddy.
God. You know, right now Mama and Papa C, your parents are freaking out. Like, no, no, they're gonna call in right now. By the way, if you're listening,
yeah,
call
we
us.
We need to make this clear to her parents that we have no plans as of now. This is future talk.
Yes.
Yeah, because Liv's dad's connected to the mob. You will get taken care of. No.
Joel Daddy, would Liv's name be on the, like, what would you say, the deed? Like, would she have equal rights as you to the house if you guys moved in together next year?
Well, see, my plan, because I'm a realtor, is to sell her a house so I can get commission, and then I'll move in with her.
Can't afford a house?
Yeah, she
can't even afford air conditioner.
Well, yeah, hopefully Radio Now gives her a raise.
This guy's gonna make you broke, Liv.
He's got jokes. Wow, okay. Well, that's kind of a big deal. Now, listen, you're saying, how many roommates do you have now, Jewel Daddy?
I've got three.
All right. Obviously, you've never probably stayed the night with Liv, but have you done anything, like, as far as hanging out at her place, are you hanging out at hers to kind of see what she would be like as a roommate? Like, are you going to, like, be with her because you can drink together because she can, like, bong a beer? I mean, how are you going to know she's got those good roommate qualities?
I mean, we spend enough time with each other where I've got a pretty good idea how she'll be.
All right, here's a big question, just because I went through the experience. Has she ever went to the bathroom at your place?
Oh, my gosh, Joe. We're not getting into that.
No, that's a big deal in a relationship you go to the bathroom at somebody else's place.
That's
I
true.
I mean, I've spent a ton of time at his house. Obviously, I've used the restroom.
The Egyptian and I are to the point where we tell each other when we're going.
Wow, see, that's what I'm talking about, like, milestones here.
Well, I mean, like, I'll be like, oh, okay, if we're, like, downstairs watching TV, I'm like, oh, like, I'm going to go use the restroom.
But you don't tell him what you're doing?
No.
Because I do. That's where, what I do. You and Lindsay tell each other?
Oh, my God. We in front of each other. It doesn't matter. You get to a certain point, you're so comfortable, it's almost too comfortable.
I don't want to go. Well, I don't. I'll go number one in front of somebody, but not number two.
I don't tell him that. I'll say I'm going to the restroom. But I will say that I spent a ton of time at his house. Like, I cooked dinner at his house and stuff like that.
Showing her wife skills.
I was going to say, it's probably more than the roommates do. How is the dinners that she makes, Jewel Daddy? Be honest. Are they okay?
You know what? She's improving. I guess maybe at the beginning, wasn't quite at the level where she's at now. So
what? No, at the beginning I was just like, I'm not gonna cook for no man that I don't love.
Producer Porkchop has a boyfriend, and you guys live together and you guys have been together for a while, but how long did you wait until you moved in with him?
Chase and I moved in instantly.
Instantly?
Yeah, because it's interesting. But he was far away from me. So
long distance?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you immediately were like, I met you just what?
It's a whole story.
Okay.
But
it seems awkward, like he doesn't want to talk about it when you say it's a whole story.
Well, yeah. We moved to San Diego together for a radio job, and that was our first time moving in together. Like, he was going to come move in to where I lived in New Jersey, and then I was like, wait, you're not coming to move with me to New Jersey. I just got a job in San Diego. So we moved to San Diego together.
So how was that immediately starting dating and moving in together? Was that hard?
No, actually, it was easy for me because we were together for, 7 months before that, long distance.
Everything is so freaking easy for poor Chop.
I know.
Like, nothing fazes him. He can just do anything and it never stresses him out. But the idea of moving in with somebody before I'm married, to me, stresses me out because, one, I like the idea of having something to look forward to. And I feel like when you get married,
you already you're waiting to do it till you get married.
Well, that, so I have, you know, obviously flipping pancakes to look forward to for me, but also just the idea of living with someone and waking up to them every morning and stuff. I want to keep that like something to look forward to be able to do that regularly.
I think you should move in before because you may not like the person once you live with them. You should know.
Oh, I don't care about that. But like also, I feel like, you know, when if you are living together and you're not married, it's a lot easier to break up and it's hard to live with somebody. So if you get on each other's nerves and stuff, then you're just like, ugh, I'm done with this. And then you lose out on furniture or whatever. It's a whole deal. And I think that's a lot harder to deal with when you're not married. I'm serious. You buy all the stuff you share in the house. You break up. Then who gets the house? Who gets this? You know?
Jewel Daddy, one last question for you, unless anybody else has got one here. Is there anything that you're kind of, you know, concerned? Or are you kind of excited? Or do you feel the same way kind of that Liv does about actually living together? Like, are there any reservations? Anything you're like, well, I'm not too sure about this.
No, you know, I think you guys have thought about this topic more than I have, so.
No, I'm thinking about you guys getting married and getting pregnant. Somebody on the kid has to have a show.
I'm thinking about her not cooking anything with dairy in it.
Oh, okay, there we go. Yeah, it's been a little bit difficult, our food choices.
Jewel Daddy, I have cooked you stuff with dairy in it just for you. And gluten.
Yeah.
If we have pasta, I will give myself veggie pasta, and I make him real pasta.
Aww.
And also, I'm shocked you didn't say that you were nervous if I was going to be messy or not.
Well, yeah, I already know that you're messy, so that's just something that we're going to have to work on.
Well, here's the thing. I'll keep clothes at his house because I'll spend so much time there that it's like I'll go there after work, mm-hmm. and then, like, later I'll go to the gym, but I don't want to, like, leave his house, so I'll keep my gym clothes there and just change to his house, whatever. But there's, like, barely any space for me. So that's why it's messy.
I put a picture up on...
Technically, there's plenty of space. She just doesn't know how to use it.
No, that's not
true. That makes sense, Jewel Daddy. That makes sense. Yeah. Go ahead, Alex.
I put a picture up on Instagram at Joan Alex Show of Liv and Jewel Daddy that's really, really cute. Them at a football game. And you can comment on there, when did you move in with your significant other? So we can compare and contrast the speed of Liv's relationship.
All right, Jewel Daddy, thanks for calling in, man.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
All right, no problem. Let us know when the wedding is happening.
Exciting.
I'll DJ it.
Rob the vape store. Tell them, get me a jewel.
Wow, I think things are really going fast with you guys. I mean, honestly, I'm excited here, Liv.
Well, I'm shocked that he said that he hadn't thought about it as much as you all have.
Yeah, that's probably a sign.
Well, we're planning your life out for you. Trust me. We're trying to help you help yourself.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
All right, if you're looking for a new job, I would not do this. Check out what our dummy did today. A man sold a pair of Nike shoes after interviewing for a job at Kohl's. This happened in Florida. Gotta love Kohl's. Got Kohl's cash. Gets you every time. Now, following his interview, an employee said the guy looked at every pair of shoes to find one without one of those security tags on them. You know, it's a...
Ooh, did they forget one?
Well, apparently he thought they did, but after finding a pair that he thought didn't have a tag on it, the guy walked out to his car and then brought a Kohl's bag inside.
Ooh.
Pretty smart. I see what he's doing here.
So do you think he took this job interview just so he could steal?
Kind of sounds like it to me. He then put the shoes in the bag and he walked out of the store. Well, the guy was arrested immediately because police were actually already there nearby in the parking lot.
Yep.
He told the officers the shoes were a gift from my mom.
No, they weren't.
Yeah. He was charged with retail theft, and we got an update from Kohl's. Yep, he did not get the job.
Shocker.
What a dummy.
I had a friend who actually worked in the security room in Kohl's, so they like would have to go after the people who robbed stuff.
Oh, do they get to tackle, or what do they do?
Oh, yeah, they've tackled before.
See,
whoa.
I would I'm slow. I would be one of those like Paul Blart mall cops. I'd have to have some kind of motorized assistant, but I would love to tackle people. Like stealing like a dollar or two out. I'm like, not today.
I'm too lazy to get up. I'd be busy scrolling on Instagram. I'd just be like, I don't really care.
Stop. Please, stop. That right there is your dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show. Check it out at joeandalexshow.com.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Not judging you, but come on, man. It's time for you to start adulting. What life skill... do you not know how to do as an adult? 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. Maybe you do know how to tweet and don't know how to call. That's fine. Then at Joe and Alex Show on Twitter. Alex, I know you're mature, but I got to imagine you got a thing or two that you cannot adult.
Oh, so many things. Way more than a thing or two. I have so many life skills that I am insufficient in, and one of those is ironing. I have no idea how to iron. I've never learned that. So that's something, you know, my parents failed at teaching me, I guess you could say, because I definitely can't do that. I use my hair straightener, and I will go down my shirts and stuff.
I don't think it was... Wait, you do that too?
Yeah, I feel like every girl does that. You know what?
Really?
Yeah, Lauren Conrad on The Hills, the very first episode, did that with her skirt when she interviewed for Vogue.
Ooh.
And that's where I learned it.
Oh my gosh.
One thing I learned too, when it comes to ironing, because you know how like it shoots out the steam in the water, always make sure you do it into like maybe a towel or something. Don't put it directly on your item in case there's some like, you know, junk or crud in it. You don't want to like shoot it onto your like nice clean clothing for the first time you do it.
Look at that.
Like, clear it out.
Home life tips and skills from Joe.
Yeah, my wife Lindsay, if she was calling in this morning, she'd be like, oh well, Joe can't do anything. But
you can iron?
I can iron, kind of. Now listen, I don't do it at home because then if my wife knows I can do it, she'll make me do it.
That's right.
Exactly. I play the dumb husband role quite well.
My friends in college always used to try to get me drunk on like formals and like whenever we'd be on spring break and stuff, because if I was drunk, I would iron all their shirts before we went out.
What kind of weirdo are you?
Yeah, that's very, very strange. Oh my God. Yeah, that I learned something new about Liv the Web Girl every day, and none of it really makes sense.
I party hard to you guys so hard that I'll iron your shirts. Woo! Yeah!
Put your iron in the air. Put your iron in the air. Put your iron in the air. All right. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number to call in. That's 833-563-2539. Let's kick things off. We got Charlie on the Joe and Alex Show. Hey, Charlie. What life skill do you not know how to do as an adult?
I don't know how to jump my car. It's plugging the jumper cables to my car. So.
Oh, my God.
I have no clue how to do that.
I have no idea. What? I don't even know how to pop my hood of my car.
Wait, you don't or you
no,
do?
No, I don't know how to do that.
Oh, my. Charlie, do you know how to pop your hood?
I know how to pop my hood. I'm a pizza delivery driver, so this happens sometimes. So I have to call my boss and he's like, God dang it, every time to jump my car.
One thing that I do know how to do, the only thing I know how to do, I don't know how to do my own air in my tires or anything like that or what you're talking about, but I can, and I just did this the other day, put windshield wiper fluid in my car.
What?
And any time that I do that, I feel so freaking cool. I was at the gas station filling up, putting my windshield wiper in, and this guy that was parked next to me, he was looking at me like, ooh, this girl just popped her hood. I feel like there's nothing hotter. And then when I was done, I had grease on my hands, and that is the sexiest I've ever felt. And all I did was put windshield wiper fluid in my car. But to somebody that knows cars, are probably like, that is the lamest, stupidest, easiest thing to do. It's pretty much like filling up your own gas. But to me, I feel like, oh my God, I'm a freaking mechanic.
I changed my own alternator.
Whoa, that sounds
fancy. I don't
even
know what that is.
I don't either. Yeah, that's like extreme. Pork Chop's a real man.
Yeah, no, for sure.
He's a real boy.
That even kind of turns me on. I got a little tingle going on right here. You can let us know on Twitter at Joe and Alex Show. Let us know what thing you do not possess, that adult skill, that life skill. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now 100.9. I hate taking days off work. I feel like you should come in no matter what, but I apologize.
I think you should have stayed home today, honestly.
I apologize for how bad my voice sounds. I don't feel sick.
Hurts my ears.
You know, like, I already feel, like, insecure about my voice. You don't have to tell me how bad it is. I'm just apologizing to everybody listening.
Crackling in my ears.
That might be your headphones.
You should arrest it, because we need to be rested for Santa Slam.
Yeah, Santa Slam 2018 is going to be awesome. Sunday night at Indiana Farmers Coliseum. You can still buy your tickets. RadioNowIndy.com. We got the link up there. Also, Ticketmaster.com. Use the keyword, the code word, FRESH, FRESH, for Fresh Empire, and you can still get some of those discounted tickets while they last. It's going to be a great show, though, guys. I'm so excited about Migos, Bozzy, Bryce Fine, Lil Duval, and more. Also, our official after party for Santa Slam 2018 is going to be at After Six Lounge at Taps and Dolls. It's at 247 South Meridian Street, and that's where I'm at tonight. I may not have a voice, but it doesn't matter. We'll just play music really loud. DJ Corey James will be in the mix. $25 bottles of champagne, 350 course lights. You get in free before midnight. Pork Chop, you coming on out? What are you doing?
I want to come out if you buy me drinks.
Oh, dude, I got a bar tab. What do you want?
What?
Oh, my God. They take care of me at Taps and Dolls. Yeah.
Okay.
I can't get all the drinks Alex wants. She wants, like, the $100 drinks.
Man.
Nah, man, just give me a beer and I'm good.
No, okay, I just cool. like champagne. That's
yeah.
my drink.
$25. I'll hook you up. I'll get you a bottle for that. And also, you can get onto my VIP guest list if you swipe up on my Instagram, Joe Pesh Radio, on the story, or it's on the Joe and Alex Show one. Anybody else got anything they're looking forward to doing, or all kind of a low-key weekend?
I'm going to Christmas at the Zoo tonight.
What is? Do you get to, like, take an animal home? What do you do?
I have no idea what I do, and I don't know really what it is, and I've never really been to the zoo here, so I have no idea what to expect.
The zoo's really cool. I mean, I'd avoid, like, the lion area. Didn't that one chick kill the other lion?
I think so.
Yeah.
So I'm excited for that.
I'll be at the Greyhounds Noblesville Millers game tonight. And it's a Santa Slam ticket stop with the U.S. Army, too. So you can win Santa Slam tickets with me tonight at that game.
Sounds awesome. Getting down with that. I'm actually putting up the Christmas tree this weekend, so I'm excited about that. And then I'm excited on Saturday night, kind of in the middle of everything, my little brother Michael and his mom Keela are taking me out for a little early birthday dinner.
Oh, that's
so
sweet.
This is your friendly reminder that I expect a gift from everybody Monday.
I have mine. I just have to wrap it.
But we get paid Monday, so I can either, like, take you out for a birthday lunch.
Ooh, I got paid already because I have USAA.
Oh, what? You got paid already?
Yes, you always get paid early with them for some reason. Oh, it's the life.
The thing, Joe, pick birthday or Christmas. What do you want? I cannot. There's no way on this planet I can afford both.
You know what?
I'm bringing you two little gifts on Monday. So Monday around 7 o'clock, we'll have you
open
some
gifts. I'll bring you a gift.
Liv, why don't you bring, what's your favorite dessert? What kind of cupcakes or something?
I know what I'm going to bring. I want it to be a surprise.
Okay, but shouldn't we bring him some kind of treat?
No.
I don't know what he likes.
I know what I'm going to bring him. I know, Joe.
I just want to really, you know what? Nobody surprises me for my birthday. I want a bunch of good surprises.
Okay, cool. We just told you what we're doing, so it's not real.
Yeah. Well, that sucks. All right, have yourself a wonderful weekend. I'll see you tonight at Taps and Dolls. I'll see Alex at the basketball game. And, of course, see us Sunday night, Santa Slam 2018. Alex, Live the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop, and my voice. The show's over. We got to get out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.